Today's Lurish Bir Anish of Karim Lutra from Tanari Moshe and Daniel Rifki Bas Moshe Azrielis from Nachar Moshe be Sus which Lay Machai Moshe and Malka and Brach Basar Malka and Matritzik and Pegaldina be Sus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. And we are holding a middle of Simon Reish Yitches. We start over here these halachas of making a brach and a makam Shanas and Nes. Till now we were speaking about Nisim that happened to the general public. And now we're going to shift over to Nisim that happens to individuals. Says the Mechaber Sivdal of Abdu. Harayim Makkim, Shenais and Nesli Yachid. You see a Nes, a Makkim that you know happened a Nes to somebody that a Yachid. And a Mevarach, you don't make a bracha. Aval Hu Atzmai, the person himself who the Nes happened to, we're going to get into a little bit later towards the end of this Simon, what kind of Nisim qualify, what don't. Who adds my mevarich? That person makes a bracha she'asali neis b'makom hazeh. So somebody had a neis that qualifies, meets the criteria that you're supposed to make a bracha. When he comes to that place, you make a bracha she'asali neis b'makom hazeh. Who did a neis for me in this place? V'chol yoytza yereichai. Anybody, any of his offsprings. And this is where the halacha is going to get interesting. Gam ke mevarchim also makes a bracha she'asa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh. So if that guy's child passes that place, he makes a bracha she'asa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh. Let's see the mishaburu she'nais and neis liyachid. U'kavam revoyer b'siv beis. The chol zman she'loi neis and neis la'rav Yisrael. Ke'yachid and ninalei. A yachid is anything that is not roiv of Klal Yisrael. So even if you know in makom that a neis happened to 100 people, only those 100 people or their offspring would make a bracha in that place. You would, nobody else would make a bracha in that place. Aval hu atzmai, heinu. The person himself, kishachoyze magia sham acheshekar loyanes, you return over there after that place that the nes happened to him. And by the way, the Shevet HaLevi says that if the person was a katan when it happened, when he's a gadol, he still makes that, he makes that bracha. Umipam Rishain of Eilach, from that first time and on, Ainam of Rakh, Zhiyasham, Kenavich, Lashim Yami, Bracha Rishain, Kasif Gimel, from that point on. So the first time, so a person, a nace happened to him on Tuesday. He passes that place on Wednesday. He saw it on Tuesday because the nace happened to him on Tuesday. The next day, he passes the place. He makes a bracha, Sha'asali nace, Pamakamazeh. From that point forward, he will only make the nace if he doesn't see the place for 30 days. Right? Just to be clear, so this way, if you have it, it should be. I just was checking my notes here. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says different than what I just told you. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even the first time you see it, even if you will only do make the bracha if it's 30 days from when the nes happened to you at that place, even for the first time. So if we shouldn't have to have nisim, everything should go well. But if somebody does have this situation, they should ask a shiloh. B'chol yaitzi yereichai, any of his offspring, ayim el yirav ha-shechriya, the b'noi u'ben b'noi tzrichel avarach, that a child, and this is where it's very important, a child and a grandchild will make the bracha b'ein sh'noldi kodim sh'kara ha-neis v'ben sh'noldim lachem ha-ken. They will make that bracha, she'asa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh, or la'avi avi b'makom hazeh, whether or not they were born at the time that the neis happened. Mishum k'vod avim, because that's covered for their father. However, umin neched ve'eloch, ein mevarchen on k'im nolde aviseim acha she'kara neis la'avi harishayin. There, they will only make that bracha if their father was born after the neis happened. The b'zeh heim shutum kulam b'isa neis. Because anybody who was born prior to the nace happened, Lamaisa, if the nace wouldn't have happened, they're still alive. They were born. Okay? So the son himself and the grandson, even though they were born, so technically the nace is less of an effect on them because they were already alive. And if the nace didn't happen, they would still be alive. However, any of the grandchildren would only make the bracha of their own offspring that was born after the nace happened. So let's use our classic example. A war survivor, right? We are children, many of us, most of us are children of war survivors. Our parents were born after our grandparents survived the war. So therefore, we qualify to make that bracha when we see the makom that the nes happened. But if our father or grandfather was already born after the nes happened, then we wouldn't have really have been affected that much. So we would not be making the bracha. Shas nes lavi zekai al ben. That's talking about a child. A child says shas nes lavi b'makom hazeh. Umi ben haben ve'elach, from the grandchild and further, yivarech she'asa neis la'avoysai or la'aviyaba. So a grandchild could say that made a neis la'avoysai to my forefathers, or he can say aviyaba, but from a great-grandchild and on, he would say she'asa neis la'avoysai b'mokim hazeh. Says the Mechaber Sifhei, mi she'naslo nisam harba, somebody who was prone to have nisam happen to him, and he's had many nisam. Anytime he comes to one of those places that the nes happened, and he's in a matzav that he has to make a bracha, so let's say he hasn't seen the place for 30 days, so every time he comes into the matzav that he's making a bracha on a nes, he should mention every place that the nes happened. So let's see if Shabur is going to explain how this bracha happens. Kol shar mekoymes ziyu dafke b'yachad. This doesn't affect the first part of the siman, that if I see the makam of Kriyas Yamsuf, I make a bracha. So on the Kriyas Yamsuf, right? However, I don't mention also the splitting of the Jordan or the stones that fell. I don't mention those. This is talking about a yachad. So you have a yachad that had a nes in multiple places. I will. You come to that place. You don't mention other nisim that happened to his father, to other people. This is talking only about an individual. So what does he do? So a person had a nes that happened to him on the corner of Avenue L and East 23rd. He also had a nes that happened to him on Avenue L and East 21st. So, and he sees Avenue L and East 23rd for the first time in 30 days. What does he do? So first he mentions the makom that he's standing in. And then he mentions the other places. You should know. So the guy was standing on Avenue L in East 23rd. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shasin Neis. Avenue L and East 21st, right? Now, he walks over to Avenue L and East 21st, which he did not see when he was making the first bracha. Now he goes to Avenue L and East 21st. He would make another bracha, because although he included the second makom in his first bracha, but that bracha was be'ikr on the makom that he was seeing at that time. So now he goes to the second place, even though he included in the other bracha, and even if it's the same day, he would make another bracha. Al neis shal rabbi, says the Mechaber Sivav, a neis of his rabbi Muvik, we'll see. Sarach levarach kishem shimavarach al neis shal aviv. You make the same bracha that you would make, just like you would make a neis, a bracha for a makom that a nes happened to your father, so too you'd make a bracha on a nes that happened to so too you'd make the bracha on the nes that happened to your rabbi. Let's see the Mishabura on this first. Tzarech levarach v'tz nuschase. What's the nusach of this bracha? Baruch atah Hashem lekenim elcha'olam. She'asa nes l'rabbi b'makom hazeh, who did a nes to my rabbi in this place. Umayri b'rabbi muvik. It was, we're talking about, it has to be a Rabbi Muvik, which means you learned Rabbi Yatira from him. Upasha the Dafka Hu. This is only you. Avul Banov, Ainim Chiyom, Mikloid Rabbi, Vemivarcham Anisa. Your children, unless the Rabbi is their Rabbi Muvik too, but your children would not make a nes in, not make a bracha in that place. Let's see the Ramah over here. Says the Ramah, Yesh Aimrim, now those who say, if you see the person that a nes happened to, so if I see a play, let's say a nes happened to my Rabbi Muvik, and therefore, if I would see the place that he had that nes happen to, I'd have to make a bracha. So there are those who say that just when seeing your Rebbe, you have to make the bracha. I wouldn't see my Rebbe for 30 days. I'd have to make another bracha. What would the bracha be? Uba'adam, Mesuyim Yivarach, Sha'asa Gam La'adam, Hazeh, Oy Barach, Sha'asa L'chanes, blessed is he who made a bracha to this. Lomaisa, I don't think that the minig is to do this, but that's what the Ramah says, is a yeshayimer. Says the Mechaber, Sif Zayim. I think we have time for one more. Al nes shel adam mesuyim. You have a nes that happened to somebody who is very well known in Klal Yisrael, right? And we'll see what the criteria for that is. Ki yoyav ben tsuruyah v'chaverav. You have a nes for a person that there was through that nes there was a kiddush Hashem that happened because of it. Kigoyin Daniel v'chaverav, right? The whole world knew about it. Mevarech, you make a bracha l'fiyach. Therefore, haraya goy v'rayish of Daniel. If you see the lion pit that Daniel was saved from, the kifshan eish, the furnace that Shalchanani Mishal Vazai, Mavarach, Shalasa Nes, Latzadik, Mamakamaze. You'd make a bracha, Shalasa Nes, Latzadik, Mamakamaze. So let's see the Mishabura on this. Gyari Ben Tzuriyah, Shalim Aforce, Machal Yisrael, Lorach, Vashilton. He was very well known. So Nishkadish, by right, Salim, Ayyadeh, Nes, through the Nes, there was a Kiddush Hashem. Lefich, Chashav Nes, Nes, Yosef, Tzarek, Alech, Lavarach, Alef, Ukad, Messiah, Lufika v'ayim be'bi alacha. We'll see the be'bi alacha in a moment. Shasa neis latzadikim u'ba'adam esuyim u'varach baruch shasa neis l'plani v'makam azari parit shema, you say his name. Let's just see the, it's an interesting alacha, so let's just quickly see the be'bi alacha. I am in Magan Avram shemagam gim b'din zeh. It's not so certain about this alacha that you make a bracha, because we just said, a yachid, if it's you, you make a bracha. If you come from the person, you make a bracha. Rabim, it has to be Rav Yisrael. All of a sudden, the Mechaber is telling us that there's a bracha that we make on somebody. It didn't happen to Rav Klal Yisrael, but he was an Adam well-known. He was a tzaddik. And the Kiddush Hashem happened, and we make a bracha. The Magen Avraham is sort of wonders about this. She baya the layitcha to be Yishalmi. This is a question of Yishalmi. So the Bi'ur Halacha says, the Magen Avraham says, that this halacha was a question in the Yishalmi that never got answered. There are those who learn the Yishalmi that it's not a question, that it's a statement. So they're asking on the Magen Avraham based on those who learn that it's a question. However, it's not so pashut. It's a question if it's a question in the Yishalmi or not. So therefore, Lamaisi comes out the Maskana that if you're going to make this bracha, to do it without the Shem Umalchus when you make this bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll continue with Sif Ches Reishta, but today is Wednesday, correct? Okay, we'll start again tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem.